Yo, AsoduCon 2022 is coming in so hot. September 11th through 13th, we're here scoping out the entire venue so you can see this amazing place where the most unique rebirth of the automotive conference is gonna go down.
Look, it's all about energy, and the energy of this space is exactly what we're inviting you into. So screens, ribbon banners, bars, all of the things that we believe will cultivate conversation. It's actually not just intentional about the space, but it's intentional about the conversation. So we really are excited about different industry partners, dealers, OEMs joining us to make sure the conversation matches the space.
The most value people get is never one thing that you remember from the keynote. It's actually the conversations that happen and the relationships that are formed around the content. This place is designed for relationship. This place is designed for energy.
Yeah, think about it. We've got restaurants off every four corner. We've got restaurants in the main space. It's just a place where you're gonna be able to get and stay here and be able to have those like touch points. You're literally gonna be passing in the hall 100% of the time.
So if you've never been to an auto conference, this is the one to start at. If you're sick of auto conferences in general, or you just need something a little different, AsoduCon is the place to be September 11th through 13th. We only have a limited number of tickets and most of our events have sold out. So
exactly.
We're just saying.
We're really excited and we just hope that you'll join us because we want to craft something that is for the whole industry, not just for a subset.
Go to AsoduCon.com, get your tickets now. All right, Monday. We couldn't come in any hotter on a Monday morning. So there's a little AsoduCon preview. We'll talk about it in a second. Talking about wholesale shakeup and somebody you know, not so new kid on the block, Brian Kramer. Everywhere I go, the people live person on the show, guest on a Monday morning. Look,
if you're going to do a thing on a Monday, why don't you do a thing? You know what I'm saying?
I woke up this morning. I was like, I got to eat my Wheaties today. You just saw the trailer for AsoduCon last week. We spent some time in Philly. If you're following along, you know that already. Melvin, good morning. Good morning, fam. That's what I'd like to hear. Good morning. Yes, it is a big family AsoduCon, drawing a big circle around the entire industry. Look, if you want to go, we got there and realized we kind of have a problem. And that problem is we only have 600 places. And we're like, oh man, this is going to suck telling people they can't come.
I know, right? Yeah, it's like, I know we're saying get in line now, but it's a reality. Between the industry partners that have already committed, the ones that are about to commit this week that we're just like finalizing details on, and the energy already around probably over 100 people that we've personally spoken to that are saying they're coming, like you put all that in a bucket and it's going to go real quick, right?
No kidding.
So if you want to be involved, go ahead. Yeah, AsoduCon.com. All you need to do is go there. It's a simple type form. I know we don't have a massive website. That will be coming this week. But those people that sign up for that email list will get a 24-hour advance notice of tickets going on sale. So if you want to be in line, you don't want to miss it, go to AsoduCon.com, fill out that little form, and we'll make sure you get information first because this is going to be one not to miss.
No kidding. It's a big week. We have a lot of work to do. We were just talking about how much there is to do this week because next week we're going to be with Virginia Auto Dealers at the VADA conference. So just want to let you know, if you're a Virginia Auto Dealer and you're going to be there, please come say hi. If you were considering going and you can still get there, please go. It's always great to just be on the ground, hands in the dirt with the dealers, right? We've been able to do that now, like weeks and weeks in a row. It's amazing.
Yes, exactly. I'm really excited about that. We're going to, you know, Jim Fitzpatrick is going to be out there doing, leading a panel and
a few other
industry bright minds. And so I'm excited to not just, you know, participate and speak, but also learn and be a part of just what's going on boots on ground in dealerships and kind of hear from those conversations. It's the best thing. So
no kidding. Yeah. Speaking of boots on the ground.
Stop. Segway. Time.
All right. There have been less boots on the ground in automotive auctions. You may have noticed. Across the board. Good. You didn't know where I was going with that.
Good. I'm proud of you.
Automotive news article this morning. In this race to reinvent the wholesale auction market, J.D. Power estimates volume at traditional auctions were 64,000 vehicles for the week of May 16, down from 111 plus for the same week in 2019. I like that they're going like 2019 and they're skipping over all the madness.
They're doing it right.
So no basically doubt. You're saying it's half of what it used to be. The two largest, Mannheim and Odessa, obviously owned by Cox Automotive and Carvana respectively, are leaning full on into their digital ecosystems, of course, right? Naturally. And they both have a very different strategy when it comes to auctions. So wholesale market changing. It's going to pivot here into our guest in just a second. But, you know, Cox Automotive Manheim president, quotes, our physical space is not just about the auctions. It's for us a key asset we plan to have forever. We don't have any intentions of selling it. So, I mean, that's a pretty strong and clear statement from Manheim.
Well, you know, when you think about Manheim and you think about all that Cox Automotive is doing, and then you just pivot just a little bit and look over at what Carvana did to acquire physical space with ADESA, mm-hmm. you recognize that the ability to scale across the country and whatever you're doing with vehicle delivery, whether it be direct to consumer or to dealers, is the necessity for these large land grabs that have space for vehicles, right? Mm-hmm. And I would suspect that Manheim probably has some partnerships in the work, if not already happening, that have some sort of consumer reality there. Ooh. I mean, I know that in Nashville, actually, there's a large wholesaler here that also is a retailer that they actually house zero vehicles on their lots. They actually house them at the Manheim facility and have lot
borders. Staging area.
Yes.
Exactly. Oh, that's an interesting thought. Yeah. Because you think like the staging area capability, and with a lot of OEMs coming out and talking about, you know, staging vehicles in order to be delivered in this last mile logistics thing. Yes. Interesting. Manheim president also, she says they're reconfiguring for an expected influx of EVs. So you think about the infrastructure work you can get done while the lot is empty, right? I'm sure there's a lot of trenching of electrical lines and power ports because there's going to be a lot of cars that need to be charged. You know, and obviously ADESA is saying, well, you know, Carvana kind of bought us for the strategic reconditioning purposes and the strategic document processing purposes. Come on, let's go. That made a whole lot of sense. And so, you know, the wholesale world is flipped on its head as dealers always do, right? They find a way to make it work. And in this environment when wholesale auctions in person have been difficult to get to because of COVID, right? Everyone just pivots, right? Innovation starts, right? And we said last week, all innovation is trouble. And the trouble has been going on, but dealers are like, hey, we're going to figure out how to get these units acquired on our own. We're going to figure out how to open our own buy centers to give consumers prices. And you know what happens when the need starts? The technology follows, right?
And speaking of acquiring vehicles through technology.
Stop. Segway. Time.
That was smooth. The first one, I was like, where are we going? The next one, we were like, all right, we had a little thing.
We had a thing. There, so. We had a thing. Go ahead. Yeah. You started the segue.
Well, here's the thing. We're really excited to have our good friend and once dealer investor, Brian Kramer, on the show today. And we are really excited. And some of you may know this, but he has recently left Germain Toyota of Naples. And we are excited to announce with him this morning that he has been named the executive vice president of cars.com and head of AccuTrade. Brian, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
We didn't say his name for the people on the auto, on the podcast. It's Brian Kramer. But if you're listening to this podcast, you probably already know that's who we're talking about. Brian, what's up? Beautiful new digs you got there.
Right. I'm transitioning into but I'm working remotely, which, you know, it's going to be a huge life changer for me, but I spent almost three decades in automotive retail. So it's going to be a crazy shift. But I was fortunate enough between Alex Vetter, Bob Hollinshead, they figured out a way to make it make sense. And we've got a plan to change automotive retail forever.
All right. So why don't we start this way? Ben Hadley says, let's go, in a very typical Ben Hadley post. He's got that on the quick, on the texting. Brian, why don't you tell us what your role is with Cars and what the impetus is? Like, why Cars put you in that seat?
So the technical title is EVP and then general manager of AccuTrade for the whole, I guess, North America. Mm-hmm. But our goal is to really flatten out. You know, you guys are talking about the same thing with the auctions. Our goal is to really empower dealers. And as Alex always says, you know, it's like equipping all the rebels in Star Wars with the weapons, you know, yes, against the Empire. And Accutrade really is the foundational element of digital retail. And what I've found in on the retail side is, thank you, Colby. But what I found on the retail side is the number one impediment to digital retail is the trade. It's trade, and then it comes down to credit. And that's kind of the thing why everybody uses a lead generation tool instead of a retailing tool. So my plan with going there, or their plan with bringing me there, is to level that out so that somebody at 2 a.m. can buy a car, just like we were doing at Jermaine Toyota of Naples, but take that and scale it to 20,000 dealers across the country. And that, we think it'll leave a huge, there's just a dent that nobody will ever forget in automotive retail.
So there's go ahead, Kyle.
Yeah, well, when I think, you know, one of the what you just said is that to you, it's kind of, there's two linchpins to this digital retailing matrix, and one being finance and just everything surrounding finance, and then two being the trade. It's kind of like calculating payments, been doing that for years, right? How much down payment, been doing that for years. Leases, been doing that for years. But those are the two linchpins to speed the transaction. But you know, I think that when you think about Accutrade in particular, you're solving kind of two pieces, which is acquiring vehicles and the digital retailing problems. Is that accurate?
100%. And then it'll come down to, you know, Jared Kilway, who just chimed in, reverse mentored me on how to connect the dots on all those different things. That'll happen eventually down the road with, you know, AutoIQ and these other assets that they've purchased recently. And they've got some amazing entities, and getting them to all connect and integrate with the APIs correctly is going to be the key. But yeah, so with all this stuff with franchise laws and all this noise that's going on all over the place, as Holland said, told me the other day, that the number one thing to insulate yourself from all that noise is becoming a phenomenal used car retailer.
Yes.
And used cars, it never changes. You know, and he's never sold a new car. He's sold millions and millions of more cars than anybody else on earth. Mm-hmm. And that's the one thing you can control through all of this. Mm-hmm. How do you source vehicles? How do you merchandise them? What's your speed to market? What, you know, all those things that all of us know, but whoever sources the best cars wins. The other thing that I'm going to try to preach and pound like a drum is his best end user theory. And I think that's also going to be a savior for the car business. Cause I think we deal with the whole industry with a law of scarcity.
Explain that a little bit. What is it called again?
The law of scarcity.
No. Before that, you said
the best end user theory.
Yeah. Okay.
So as Bob, he's mentored me over the last few years and used cars. And I got to think, just like when Dale Pollack was suggesting all those things back in 07 and 08, I pushed back on that because it seemed, you know, too out there. So I was a little bit more receptive this time around. And I would say, you know, Bob Hollinshead's like the Yoda of used cars in our industry. I mean, he is on another planet in terms of, he's brilliant, genius level. But when you talk to him, he would ask me questions and why this, why that. Long story short, it was multiple seven digits of gross later. By me wholesaling more cars, we retailed more cars. But we wholesaled more cars, we made more money in wholesale, and we also made more money in retail per vehicle, not just total bucket of gross. And it was just a very unusual way, unorthodox way that I hadn't looked at it. But his theory is there's the best end user for everything. And when I say that, I mean it like this. Everybody always says, well, I can sell anything. I can retail any car. Send me all the used cars. I don't want to let go of anything. I'm going to keep it all. And by doing that, you have to, you know, basically take a hammer and try to, you know, pound a square peg through a round hole with spiffs and on things where you're not the best end user, versus just trying to figure out, because it takes, you know, a little bit of time, but what am I the best end user on? And then how do I get more of those? And then I have to be willing to let go of these in order to get as many of those as humanly possible. And none of us are the best end user, including CarMax. I mean, they'd be the closest to it, but if you go to the auction and you don't buy every single car, you're not the best end user. Mm-hmm. And it's the same way as you're acquiring cars on the service drive, as you're on your appraisal lane, or more importantly, on your virtual appraisal lane, which is what my number one goal is going to be for the rest of this year, is to really open up dealers' eyes on the virtual appraisal lane, the sight unseen appraisals, the remote appraisals, the appraisals over the phone. I think that's the single biggest opportunity in automotive retail as of right now. And right now is when we need to start developing those muscles so that when reality sets in next year, mm-hmm. you know, maybe it'll happen to the middle of next year, that we're ready and we hit the ground running. It's not like we haven't been training to do in 2 days.
Man, that so what I love about, you know, and you know, on the show, we're not all big about like talking about specific products or companies. This is a really unique situation because you've been an Soto investor, you've been a dealer for decades, right? And you understand the operational side of the business because a lot of technology exists that without the operational understanding of the implementation, it doesn't matter, right? So I love the idea that you are going to be able to make some trouble operationally, empowered by a technology, and not the other way around, which is how people typically think it's going to solve all the problems. So, I mean, Brian, you're going to get a look under the hood of a lot of different dealerships over the next year. Are you excited about that?
It's going to be amazing. No, I had a glimpse when I was with AutoNation to be able to go and see a few, but we're going to do a road show and we're going to go visit the best. We're going to showcase the best case studies, and we're going to share it with the world, because, you know, no different than what you guys always say, you know, we're only going to get better by banding together.
That's right. That's right.
Well, and what I love about what you're saying is, you know, technology and use cases and ways of doing business with technology and with people, they vary. And so doing that type of roadshow, I think, is good for the whole industry, because it's like, oh, they plug it in this way, they plug it in this way, their people utilize it this way. And that's good for that community, that culture, that way of doing business. But we can scale utilizing technology that supports people instead of the other way around. And it just might look different for different people.
Absolutely. And I've already seen Jay Alvarez and Hendrick using it in a different way. And I'm trying to take notes as to how he's, you know, what he's doing and how he's doing it. And yeah, it's already becoming, you know, it's morphing into different things. And I'm very curious to learn how other people use the tool and what success they're seeing, and just compiling all that data into one entity. And it's not, it's agnostic. It's not as if it's a competition of this product or that product. It integrates with those products, and what it's designed for is designed for speed. Yep. It's designed for, so, oh, you want to know what your trade's worth here? I'll text it to you. I'll email it to you. Right. However you want to receive it, we're going to come to you and you can give you the information, and we're going to give it to you fast. And it's going to empower franchise and independent car dealers against the big online retailers that are sucking up and vacuuming all the used cars out of the system. It's going to allow them to be on a level playing field with them, I think, for the first time ever.
Well, look, no doubt, Brian Kramer's in the middle of a bunch of trouble again. Wholesale markets being shaken up and powered by technology. So today, get out there and think about how you can make a little trouble by serving other people and doing it really well.